Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for pass performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Rikosin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by my co-host, John Lindo, in just a minute. As everyone knows by now, yesterday's scheduled opening day of Santa Anita was postponed until tomorrow. We got significant rainfall over the last few days in the Arcadia area. So instead of recapping yesterday's results from Santa Anita, we're going to be previewing tomorrow's opening day. We've got a lot to talk about and a great 11-race card tomorrow, kicking off at 11 a.m. Plus, today we'll have coverage from tracks like Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Fairgrounds. John Lindo, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and welcome to the show today.
Welcome, Bob. Happy holidays to you as well. We got a sunny day today after all that rain, so hopefully Mother Nature will do its thing and help dry out a very damp Santa Anita from all the rain and wind we had this week. It was something else, and you know, the forecasters got it right. It would have been a tough day to run races yesterday, so hopefully we can get everything to stay on the turf tomorrow, and we have a new racing schedule to open up the meet here with those 2 days off.
Right, John. And you mentioned, I do think Santa Anita absolutely made the right call by postponing for a couple days. The sun is out today. It's beautiful. It'll give the turf course a chance to dry out. And, John, I think the key is, you know, with six scheduled turf races tomorrow, including graded stakes races, we need to be able to use that course tomorrow. And I'm very hopeful that at least most of the turf races, if not all of them, can stay on the grass.
100%. You know, you've got graded stakes. The American Oaks is on the grass, and you've got the Mathis Mile. There's a race down the hill sprinting, but that can be moved to the flat course if, you know, they have to. And even the American Oaks at a mile and a quarter, they can, you know, work with the distance and run it straight on the flat if they have to as well. It's just a matter, it was very key keeping these races on the grass. And just to update everybody, too, with the cancellation or postponement of yesterday and today, Sunday's first post time, excuse me, is 11 a.m. There is racing now Monday, a 9-race card. First post will be 12 noon on Monday. And on Wednesday, we will pick up a New Year's Eve card. That'll be a 9-race card as well, also at 12 noon. So that's the new schedule after the delay in the start.
So we're going to get a break from the rain, John. It looks like the next couple days at least. But here's the bad news. There's more rain in the forecast for next week. In fact, for all five scheduled race days at Santa Anita next week, there appears to be rain at some point, maybe not starting till Wednesday night, but it looks like significant rain on Thursday, which is New Year's Day, all the way through the weekend. So maybe that schedule's in flux. Who knows? We'll worry about that when we get there. Let's get through the first couple days first. And, John, you mentioned, you know, last Saturday we were going to be previewing the card for the scheduled December 26th opener, but we're going to get that opportunity again today. They delayed the draw. They moved the racing back till tomorrow, so we will get to preview. We've got some guys that are taking the day off. Bob Mazursky is off today. Bruce Finkelstein is sick, and Michael Rona has the day off with Los Al postponed tonight and not opening until tomorrow night. So we're going to have plenty of time, John, to go through these races, particularly the big stakes races. We'll preview them. You and I will. Scott Shapiro will. John Hardoon, Toby Callett later in the show. And in the final segment, we'll have kind of a highlights and lowlights of 2025, so we'll add that segment. So we're going to have plenty of show today. Plus, I mentioned, John, all the other tracks that are back in action today, Oaklawn, Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Fairgrounds. So still lots going on today.
Absolutely, and good weather down there in South Florida. Surprised Aqueduct is running today. They had a snowstorm start to come in yesterday afternoon, and I was in touch with John Hardoon. He made the chances about 1-9 they would not run, but as of now, Aqueduct is a go, so we'll see how that plays out.
Well, that's good news. And you mentioned, John, tomorrow, first post at Santa Anita opening day, 11 a.m., 11 races, 6 stakes races, 3 grade ones, full fields, John. We'll get to it more later, but it's just a fantastic wagering card, too.
It is, and, you know, they've got the handicapping contest, and I know you're playing in that. We talked about that last week. It's a terrific card for a handicapping contest, a live money contest, and you finish it off with a big field in the American Oaks. There'll be a lot of action in that race for sure.
And, John, if people are playing in that opening day challenge, it's a $5,000 on-track bonus. So if you win the contest and you're playing on track, an extra $5,000, that is good motivation to get out and see live racing tomorrow. I think projected crowd could be between 35 and 40,000 tomorrow.
Let's hope so. And like I say, this is the as good a card as we're going to see this entire meet. Let's hope the weather holds like it is today and we stay on the grass. And if everything falls into place on a Sunday, we got to get a lot of people out there.
And also, John, the Coast to Coast will be back in action starting tomorrow. Those races, 5 races between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, starting with the 7th race at Gulfstream tomorrow. There are two Gulfstream races, three Santa Anita races, and that will be a staple now as the meet goes along between Santa Anita and Gulfstream, as well as that Sunset Pick 6, which is the last three races on each card from Gulfstream and Santa Anita. So lots to look forward to, John. First of all, before we get into the handicapping part of the show, a little bit of news coming out of Florida. That decoupling bill is back on the agenda in Florida. So give us an update there.
Right. The last winter, there was a decoupling bill that went and did not pass in Florida. The legislation has a new bill introduced earlier this week that would allow Gulfstream Park and Hallandale Beach to cease live racing in 2030 after giving notice in 2027. So that there's a couple of kind of tweaks to the bill that was presented last year. The bill, like I say, you could give notice in 2027 if it passes, and that would be a three-year notice to cease live racing while allowing the operation of the casino to continue. And it would also make it possible for another thoroughbred race meet to be held within the 50-mile radius of Gulfstream Park. So that would include something like Palm Meadows would be in play, maybe Hialeah. So there are ways to continue racing in South Florida. But this is just the start of the fight for this year, as they're trying to separate the casino license from the horse racing license. And if that happens, it's just a matter of time before they shut it down at Gulfstream Park.
There's also talk, John, about possibly building a new track in Ocala. That would be expensive, a long way away from kind of the heart of racing there in the Miami area. So we will keep tabs on this. It's kind of a sticky situation, but we've been covering it. We will continue to cover it. John, let's get into tomorrow's card at Santa Anita. And you and I are going to start with a preview of the Malibu. It's always a fantastic race, 7 furlongs. It's the last grade one for three-year-olds of the year. It goes as race 10 tomorrow. And as usual, Bob Baffert holding a very strong hand with 5 of the 10 entrants. That's the Malibu tomorrow. John, how'd you see this one?
That's amazing. 5 of the 10 horses trained by one man, Bob Baffert. There's only one graded stakes winner in the field, and that's number 9, Barnes, who comes off a win in the Perryville at Keeneland over the same distance. He was also a grade 2 winner of the San Vicente at 7 furlongs at Santa Anita back in January. So he is a 7 furlong horse. He is a graded stakes horse, and he is the one to beat. Jose Ortiz back for the ride after winning at Keeneland aboard him. He's got tactical speed and an outside post. He's the one to beat, but I like one of the other Bafferts, and that's number 8, Cornucopian, who was asked to do an awful lot this past spring, debuted at Oaklawn Park, and really caught the eye winning a maiden race in his debut. I got a buyer speed figure that day of 101 and came back to California, flew all the way back to Oaklawn Park for the Arkansas Derby. He got cooked in a speed duel that day. Then he flew up to New York to try an allowance race up there and, again, was part of a fast pace. So at that point, Bob Baffert just said, okay, let's start over. And they gave him the time off. He's trained really well for his comeback. Flavien Prat gets the mount here, blinkers off. And I do think starting him off in a sprint, he's going to show all of his speed. I really think there's a lot of upside to Cornucopian. I don't think we've seen his best yet. To me, he's the horse to beat. Barnes, obviously, the proven horse. You have another Baffert horse, goal-oriented, cutting back from route races. He might like 7 furlongs. And being a big, heavy horse drawn on the outside in post number 10, I think that's a good post for him. So I think one way or the other, Bob Baffert's going to be awful tough to keep out of the winner's circle after the Malibu.
Well, I mentioned 5 entrants. I should also mention, John, they're the 5 favorites on the morning line. So everybody, they're ranging between 3-1 and 5-1. And no one else in the race is lower than 15-1. So at least from the morning line perspective, Bob Baffert has a overwhelming chance of winning another Malibu. You mentioned, John, I think some of his main contenders. I'm in agreement with you. I like his 3 that are drawn in the outside posts, 8, 9, and 10, Cornucopian, Barnes, and Goal Oriented, who you mentioned. And I think that horse has an upset chance in here, John. He does not need to be up on part of the pace. I think he was maybe a little too close, rather, in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last time. You know, with Rosario and blinkers off, you know what the plan is. It'll be to get him back and get him settled a little bit. And his one-turn race, his only one-turn race, was debuting at Santa Anita last April. And he came from, you know, five lengths out of it at the first call and one going away. So I think this seven furlongs might be really good for goal-oriented. You mentioned Barnes being the only stakes winner, and seven furlongs a good distance for him. Cornucopian showed a ton of ability early and was given a lot to do. You've also got Midland Money in there for Baffert, who's been the beaten favorite a couple of his last two starts, and even Matticat Road, who's drawn in the three post, has been running in stakes races pretty much his entire career. So Bob Baffert has a foothold on the Malibu. I think it'll be just a matter of which one, and, you know, look for value like we always do everywhere, John, when we're handicapping. You got to find value, right?
You have to, and you know, hopefully, as we get the odds in the wind pools to stabilize with the hold going to the gate, that helps us at least get a read on what we're trying to play, and that's important.
Well, for today, John, you put the Lendo report out covering the late pick five at Gulfstream. It's available every racing day for free at the South Point. Tomorrow, your selections, of course, the Lendo report will be there at the South Point. John, I was up there last week, had an absolute blast, played in the race book on Saturday, had a great meal in the steakhouse on Saturday night, and I want you and Willman to know I did not hit the hot dog cart one time there while I was at the South Point. So that was a big upset, but just a great facility. Steve Johnson does a first-class job in the race book. Talk to Vinny and Chris Andrews over on the sports side. They do a fantastic job as well. So, John, let's get the phone number out for the South Point and get your radio play from Gulfstream, and then I'll make a selection for tomorrow's card at Santa Anita.
Phone number at the South Point is 866-780-7223. You can ask for Steve Johnson there. You've got the college football playoffs going on. You've got the finish of the NFL. You know, we're going to have those college football playoff, the key ones, around New Year's Day this week. Obviously, the New Year's Day celebration in Las Vegas is huge. So give Steve a call. Find out what you can do about getting rooms out there. And for a radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Gulfstream Park. I'll go to race number 8. That's the St. Augustine Handicap on Tapeda. And number 4, Private Thoughts, should have won a similar race back on November 29th. Got hurt by a slow pace, was rallying, and then he jumped the track marks, you know, at the 16th pole and lost his momentum and got beat. I think as long as he stays flat and doesn't do anything, you know, quirky, he's going to be awful tough, and he can make amends today. He's 4-1 on the program. Number 4, Private Thoughts, race number 8 at Gulfstream Park. And, Bob, you're going to give us a play off of the Santa Anita card on Sunday, correct?
Correct, and I'll be doing my handicapping sheet for Sunday and Monday this week at BobIkePicks.com. Haven't picked out those races yet, but I know one of them I'm interested in, John, and it's the 9th race. That's the San Gabriel, another one of the stakes races with a full field of 11 going in there. This is one of the races, John, unfortunately downgraded from grade 2 to grade 3, and the purse is only $100,000. I think this is a field, even though there's a lot of contention in here, I think it's a field where many of these are kind of headed the other way. There's nobody that's really in sharp form right now, or the horses you would actually, you know, call win machines in here. A lot of them get close. A lot of them keep plugging away. Don't want to disrespect anybody, but I want a new face in here and a horse who I think is on the way up. And I thought it was a breakthrough race last time for number 7, Suchet, who is 6-1 on the morning line. This is a horse who ran at Del Mar on Breeders' Cup weekend. It was a day where Lasix was not allowed in any of the races. So this horse ran without Lasix last time, and it was his best race. Rosario got him to settle very nicely, and he absolutely blew that field away. Now, it was only a first level allowance, so this is a big step up, and that was done at Del Mar. I hope he can repeat that same kind of form here over the Santa Anita turf course, but with a similar trip, similar ride, clean trip, I think he's the gamble in here. So ninth race tomorrow, number 7, Suchet, 6-1 on the morning line. That'll be my radio play. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. We don't have Bruce Finkelstein today. You and I will talk more about the American Oaks tomorrow. And then we've got Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet in the next segment. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Always love you.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Fans, tomorrow's opening day here at the Great Raceway Santa Anita Park, and what a day it will be. First post is 11 a.m., and we will have 11 big races, with 6 of them graded stakes races and 3 of those grade 1s. The grade 1 La Brea Stakes presented by Don Julio, the American Oaks presented by Cy Games, and the grade 1 Malibu Stakes, where I can't wait to see Cornucopian square off against Barnes. Our events are grade 1 as well, like a wonderful craft beer festival and our family fun zone in the infield. Great contests as well, like the Show Viver contest and the Pick'em, and the big $1,500 opening day handicapping contest with a $5,000 on-track bonus. Of course, opening day brings a fan favorite giveaway, the Santa Anita Park wall calendar. All fans get one while supplies last. Then live racing continues this Monday, the 29th, and then 5 straight days of racing, December 31st through January 4th. Get all the details at santaanita.com, and welcome back to the Great Race Place.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles with Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week. And we mentioned this horse last Saturday. It would be running that night at Remington Park. And if you stayed around and watched the Springboard Mile and put a few bucks on the cowbred, you were rewarded with a $71 mutual. Tell us who it is, John.
Express Kid, who we talked about, like you say, 34-1 wire-to-wire winner of the $300,000 springboard mile at Remington Park last Saturday. Express Kid is by Bodie Express out of the Street Sense Mare Sensationalize, was bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, owned by Steve Haar, and trained by Wade Rarick. Bodie Express not only picked up that winner share of $180,000, but earned 10 Kentucky Derby qualifying points. A huge upset, a great win by the cowbred Express Kid.
And John, also, let's mention, starting with tomorrow's opening day at Santa Anita, cowbreds can win the cowbred condition twice on the same surface, as long as one is in a sprint and one is in a route. So that's a great addition to what was already a very generous cowbred, you know, being able to win a dirt and turf at the same condition.
And there are a few horses in the first 3 days of this meet that are entered under those same kind of conditions that have won a race on the dirt, maybe sprinting, that are going long and staying on the dirt. Same thing for on the turf. You have a horse that won sprinting on the turf, a cowbred that won the allowance. You can come back and win that allowance condition going long on the grass. It really opens up a lot of opportunities for the cowbreds. It makes that foal more valuable.
And as I mentioned earlier, no Bruce Finkelstein today. He's been under the weather, so he doesn't have selections up, but he will be back in action for opening day tomorrow, Santa Anita. But we don't have Bruce on today's show, but if you want to get his stuff tomorrow, go to betonbruce.com. It's always a great, we know Bruce digs in and does the work and does a great job. So, John, in Bruce's place today, we were going to have him preview the American Oaks, so you and I'll do that. And that goes as race 11 tomorrow, a grade one for three-year-old fillies. And boy, it's a competitive field, John. The 5-2 favorite is Atsilla, who's coming in as an import. I had a tough time in here, John. Unlike last year, where She Feels Pretty was an absolute standout coming in for Cherie DeVoe, Cherie has Cliffs in here, but from what she's shown so far, Cliffs is no She Feels Pretty. This is a tough race.
Well, this is an interesting race, and there's a couple of angles here we need to look at. You talk about Atsilla. She was entered in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, but she was scratched. I think it was a foot problem, whatever. It was a minor problem, whatever it was. So she came in from Europe, got scratched out of the Breeders' Cup, did not work until early December, December 8th. So she was off a month after getting here without a work, and now she's got to go a mile and a quarter coming off of some minor setback. Is she going to be 100% dead fit for this race? And she's a very good filly, but there's enough question marks to me that at 5-2 on the morning line, I've got to try and beat her. And I like the filly you mentioned for Cherie DeVoe, Cliffs. I watched the tape of her race at Churchill Downs back on November 7th. She won a first condition allowance race by a head going a mile and a flat mile, but she galloped out far in front of the field. She's kind of a one-pace kind of filly that I think is going to love a mile and a quarter. She's drawn in post three, and she ought to fall into a good stocking trip. And, Bob, we have to remember there were no flights coming to California. FedEx put a halt on those due to that crash of that UPS plane in earlier end of November. And it really stopped all the horses from coming out. So Cherie DeVoe had to really want to put this filly on a van to come out for this race. I think she's well mended here. Yes, she's not as accomplished as She Feels Pretty, but this is not as tough a field. So I think the morning line is 6-1 on her. She's a fair price in here. And I just think she's a live horse in a race where the favorite might be vulnerable. I mean, there are some other options in here. Will Then, who I'm not sure really is a mile and a quarter filly. A filly that's been good to you, Ribbons, is going to be on the lead. So it's a great way to end a terrific card.
Well, I'm going to leave that one to you, John. And let's bring in Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. And he's been very busy this week. Did full card selections for this Santa Anita. I just saw it posted on Twitter. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays and happy New Year.
Same to you.
And
yeah, this will be a lot of fun, a card you can really sink your teeth into. First thing we wanted you to do, Shapper, was to preview the Grade 1 La Brea going as the eighth race. Three-year-old fillies in here. Morning line favorite is Formula Rosa at 3-1, who showed a ton of ability early, ran into Sweet Azteca last time. By my way of handicapping, she is definitely the horse to beat. How did you see it, and if you're trying to beat her in here, Shapper?
Yeah, it's a very competitive field, I thought, even though Formula Rosa does stand out a little. Did regress on numbers last time in that race, but understandable. Went at it with a very fast horse. They went fast early, so she came home slow. You know, the question is, will she bounce back from running so hard in that race? So I think she's the one to beat. I think it's a tough race to do the line outside of Formula Rosa, but I think that is the correct morning line favorite in here. 5G is going to take, you know, a lot of respect. It'll be interesting to see the kind of money this one takes. George Weaver, not one to ship in to Santa Anita. In fact, over the last 5 years, only has shipped three horses in, and they're all for the Breeders' Cup. None won. So I'm a little against 5G coming back off the bench. And then you've got the Baffert Brigade. You know, Usha's the most accomplished of them, but brilliantly, you know, very fast and appears to be working towards a big race in here. And then Silent Law on the far outside, who, you know, on paper is up against it from the way she, you know, looks like a lot of speed in here. I got an inkling that maybe with Joel Rosario aboard for the first time, he might try new tactics, relax on the outside, which would be a really good trip. And if so, I like Silent Law as an upset possibility here in the LeBray.
Shapper, I had the same feeling on Silent Law. I think with Rosario, when you put Joel Rosario aboard, you either want one of two things. You want him on the lead, or you want him to guzzle a little bit, and he's very good from off the pace. I get the same feeling with the outside draw. They may try to sit a little bit with Silent Law, who, you know, is fast, was ding-donging last time, got beat by the talented Tamara. So it's a really good race, and you're going to go with 10-1 shot here, Silent Law, for a nice upset possibility drawn well outside. Hey, John, I wanted you to get another preview from Shapper on one of our stakes races, and that's the earlier in the card, the fifth race. Go ahead, John.
Right, the Mathis Mile is the first stakes race of the six stakes races on the opening day card at Santa Anita. It's three-year-olds only on the grass, and hopefully everything is good for the grass course. The morning line favorite at 3-2 is number three, Namron, who does have a proven form on turf less than firm. And that could come in pretty handy tomorrow, Scott.
Absolutely. You know, you guys know more than me, but I'm sure there's going to be some sort of give in it with the rain that you've got out there. And, you know, Namron is not going to be a great bet in this race, but I really think it is his race to lose. He's faced two better fields than the one he encounters in here. The field of Kentucky Downs, a lot of those can be soft for the money. That one wasn't, though. That was legitimate three-year-old, 14-horse field. And went off at 7-2 in his first start off the boat or off the plane. And then comes back in the Twilight Derby. Test score would be heavily favored against this group. Takes the lead and gets kind of lost out there and ends up finishing third, but I think had more to give. And I think the blinkers going on is a really good sign for this horse. So I'm not really creative in here in the Mathis Mile. I don't love Namron at the price, but I definitely think he is the one to beat.
Well, last week, Shapper, you gave us the winner of the Gunrunner Stakes down at Fairgrounds, and that was Chip Honcho at 980. Very, very nice win. Watched that race when I was in the race book over there in Vegas. That was a good one. Where do you want to go for today's radio selection?
Yeah, I thought I'd be on the lead there, and I wasn't. But I'm going to go to tomorrow. I'm going to go to a non-stakes race on the Santa Anita card, a 10-1 shot that I like in race three. First level allowance event, and it's number nine, Miss Artois. We talked about the fact that there might be some give in this course, or there's going to be some give in this course. And this is a filly that ran, I thought, her best race to date last time with the course with given it at Del Mar. Did not, you know, finish second by a head, and this is not a race that was falling apart by any stretch. Was three wide into the first turn there. Candy Bar, who's in here, won that race, held on, but I think there's going to be a very honest pace in here. I like number nine with Miss Artois with John's man Tiago Pereira aboard. 10-1 on the line in race three tomorrow at Santa Anita.
All right, a couple 10-1 shots that Shapper likes, and it's that kind of card tomorrow. Just big fields, great betting value. Good luck on it, opening day, Shapper. We'll talk to you again next Saturday, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Sounds fun. Yeah, outstanding wagering car. Really looking forward to tomorrow. But definitely some action to be had today as well. Good luck, guys.
All right, thanks. That was Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett down in South Florida. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
The thrill of the race is in the bet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to bet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with the opening night of our new meet set for this Sunday. And of course, the top quarter horses in the sport will be in action at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by the Holiday Handicap for Juveniles. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool was nearly 100,000 last Sunday. And remember, our first grade one stakes race of the new year will be held on Sunday, January 4th with the Charger Bar Handicap for mares. Rocking with Energy won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the huge opening day program at Santa Anita on Sunday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. We're back with our new season. Opening night is set for this Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Jonathan Hardoon, we want a word about Legacy Ranch and their stallion roster.
Well, breeding season is about to begin, and they've got a terrific stallion roster at Legacy Ranch, including Om, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. So now's the time to get the information and book your mares. You can contact trainer Terry Knight, 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980.
And, John, we want to get players qualified for the 2026 NHC. Go to NTRA.com, get signed up. And, John, there are a couple online qualifiers today.
Right. If you have not qualified for the NHC for 2026 yet, there's a $500 low ratio online contest at horseplayers.com. If you have and you want to get your second seat, there's a $210 online tournament also at horseplayers.com. And at twinspires.com, our friends there, they have a $1,000 contest today featuring the races at Oaklawn Park, and that can get you a berth into the Kentucky Derby Betting Challenge in May. That'll be a huge one there for Churchill Downs.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Happy New Year to you, John. And, you know, you gave Lindo a bad line because you thought Aqueduct would cancel today, and it looks like they're raining, right? What are the conditions?
Well,
they're running, rather. What are the conditions? Yeah.
Yes. Looking at their PPs, they look to cancel whenever they can. And yesterday at 4 o'clock, they sent out a text from the racing office saying that there would be no training this morning at Belmont on the training track, and you could take the day off. So you would assume that if they're not going to even allow you to train, they wouldn't run. However, they have been under such pressure because of the cancellation. So many of them, they could have run on those days. So listen, it snowed all night. The track is clear. The weather is actually beautiful. It's in the 30s, so they should run, and they're finally doing the right thing, and they are running. But you're right. I gave Lindo a horrible, horrible point.
Well, with that in mind, and we thought they might be canceling, we were going to have you preview a stakes race down at Gulfstream, which is the ninth race, the Abundancia, if I'm saying that correctly. There are three scratches in there, but still a field of seven going here in a 5-furlong turf sprint. How did you see the ninth race at Gulfstream today, John?
Well, number three, Flamingo Way, made her first start for trainer Guadalupe Preciado last time out, and she ran lights out. That race was back on October 31st. So she's got plenty of time from that race. If she runs anywhere near that figure, she's going to be very tough to beat. She came from behind, 5 furlongs on the turf. Not an easy thing to do at Gulfstream, but she ran super last time out. She's anywhere near the 9-2, and I think she will be, because the three late scratches were all big prices. So I don't think it'll have that big of an effect on the rest of the horses in the race. I like number three, Flamingo Way.
Okay, that is the ninth at Gulfstream, the three Flamingo Way. And John Hardoon, we always get two picks from you. So, Lindo, why don't you jump in and get the first one?
Well, John, you know, some of these guys back off during the break here, the holiday break. But no Santa Anita. All you did was do Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream Park, and Aqueduct. So where do you want to go for your first radio play today?
So let's stay at Gulfstream and look at the seventh race, and the weather looks beautiful there. So the race is scheduled for the turf. I think it will stay on the turf with no problems. And I like the number one horse in here, Degree of Risk. This is a 6-year-old gelding, from the Nolan Ramsey barn. Right a switch today to Junior Alvarado. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. He has a win at Gulfstream on the turf course. I like number one, Degree of Risk, to win today's seventh race at Gulfstream Park.
And John, tell us before we get your second pick for radio, what's available today at the Rags and Sheets, and get your website out there as well.
JohnHardoon.com. We have tomorrow Santa Anita up already. We have Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Oakland selections for today. So
and where
radio
do you want to?
Number
yeah.
three. Oops, I'm sorry. Go
yeah, go ahead. Sorry, John.
Let's look at the sixth race today at Aqueduct. It's a flat mile on the turf, on the dirt, I should say. You have a late scratch in there, number one, Free Dance. I really like the number six horse in here, Analog Jones. Jamie Rodriguez climbs aboard for trainer Jamie Ness. Ness claimed this horse 2 starts back in both races since joining the Ness barn. This horse has run extremely well. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Number six, Analog Jones, wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
Well, we got greedy with you today, John. We got three picks. Go to Ragazin, go to johnhardoon.com, get those selections, and I know you're going to be loaded for tomorrow's opening day at Santa Anita, John.
Yeah, really a terrific, terrific card, and some of those stake races are really good.
All right. Have a good one. Happy New Year, John Hardoon.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well. We'll talk next week.
Let's get over to Toby's Turf Club now and check in with Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. And, you know, one thing we need, first of all, conditions at Gulfstream. As Hardoon said, it looks beautiful there. Assume everything's a go, the grass, and everything's good at Gulfstream today, right?
Absolutely. It's Chamber of Commerce, Bob. It's really nice. It's a nice day down here, and all we got to do is try to find a way to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And one race we want you to look at before the radio play is going to be the 10th race, the Mr. Prospector. Obviously a big scratch with White Abario coming out. He was the even money favorite. Arad Ortiz moves to the three-horse, wound up. Toby, what's up with White Abario? A scratch a few minutes before post in the Breeders' Cup. Scratch today. It looks like he's going to be trained up to the Pegasus now. What's your feeling on where White Abario is at?
I honestly, I have no clue. When they said that he really didn't need, you know, this race wasn't going to do him any good. You remember last year's Mr. Prospector, when he was 2-5, he walked out of the gate and, you know, made whatever sloppy effort thereafter. But, you know, for my money, any time that the horse scratches, regardless of what is broadcast, I don't see that as a good thing. Because as John Hardin said, the weather is perfect here right now.
John Lindo, jump in with Toby. Let's get a pick. And also, Toby, just a reminder, you're going to be getting instructions from headquarters going forward on the coast to coast, which we will start playing again tomorrow at Santa Anita Gulfstream. So that's a heads up on the coast to coast. But John Lindo, go ahead and get a pick from Toby.
Yeah, Toby, we got a lot of dirt and a lot of turf today. It's a good card at Gulfstream Park, like you say, perfect conditions. So let's get a radio play for the listeners.
Well, I'm going to keep it in the Mr. Prospector. I'm going to go to the 2 Knightsbridge. I think Knightsbridge is in a great spot. 7 furlongs is obviously a very good distance for him. He just worked half a mile at Payson Park in 47 seconds flat. That's rocket ship speed at Payson Park. So I'm going all in on Knightsbridge, singling him in all spots. Behind him, we'll look at the 3 Wound Up, the 7 Plenty of Tune, and the 4 Super Chow. So that would be 2, 3, 7, 4, slam the door on today's 10th at Gulfstream Park.
Toby, thank you. Have a great new year, and we were going to talk to you again next Saturday.
Next year. All the best, health and happiness to everybody out there, and we'll go forward. Thanks, guys.
Same to you, Toby. Thank you. All right, let's take our final timeout. John, and when we come back, it's just going to be the two of us. So we're going to talk about some highlights and some lowlights from 2025 and what we can look forward to maybe into the new year. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now, touch.
Welcome
me,
back,
baby.
Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if the racing fans can't be out at Santa Anita live tomorrow, and you really should be, it's one of the special days on the Southern California circuit, and that calendar giveaway is also always a popular draw. But if you can't be there tomorrow, there are some options in simulcast land.
Right, and with that 11 a.m. post time tomorrow, all of our simulcast facilities will be open and ready to go for you. If you're down here in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. The OC Tavern is open in San Clemente at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Up by Bob Ike, his favorite place, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They're already ready to go for today as well. And Los Alamitos may be dark today, but there's live simulcasting. And they will be open for simulcasting tomorrow before they open up their winter, spring, summer, and fall meet tomorrow.
And, John, we usually have Michael Rona in this spot from Los Alamitos, but no racing tonight at Los Al, but they'll kick it off tomorrow night, correct?
They go tomorrow night, and that'll be the opening of their next year's meet. So it's just like Santa Anita beginning the new year, Los Alamitos will do the same thing. And on they erred on the side of precaution, as well as Santa Anita waiting through the rainstorms to get off with their opening night on Sunday.
Well, John, we thought it would be fun to do some highlights and lowlights in this segment. So I want to start with a highlight, and then we'll dive into kind of a laundry list of maybe things that weren't quite as good. But to me, John, the highlight of the year was Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. It's the fourth time they have hosted it in the last 9 years. I thought they did their usual fantastic job. And, John, one of the notes that I have, and I just think it's phenomenal, the Breeders' Cup Classic 1-2-3 finishers from 2024 all came back and ran again the next year. This year, that was Forever Young, Sierra Leone, and Fierceness, and they were 1-2-3 again, just in a different order. I think that's an incredible little footnote.
Absolutely. And if you had told me they were going to run 1-2-3 with the three-year-olds we saw this year, obviously Sovereignty didn't get to run, but I would have thought one of the three-year-olds would have kind of broken up that trio. And congratulations to all the Japanese Connection, their first Breeders' Cup Classic win, and they have shown they can get the job done when they come to Del Mar.
Well, let's go through some of the things that may be on the low light side of 2025. Unfortunately, that list got a little bit long, but no more racing in Northern California and the closing of Hastings Park up in Vancouver. We continue to contract in this game, John, and just not good for those people involved.
No, and both of those tracks obviously are on the West Coast, so it leaves California and Southern California even on a bigger island than we were to begin with. So we have our, you know, we have our tasks that we have to deal with, and trying to get horses out here. All the tracks out here are aware of it. They're doing what they can. And, you know, we're fighting the fight to try and put on a good show for everybody.
We talk about Heisa and the growing pains. Well, when I looked it up, Heisa started in July of 2022. So 3.5 years later, John, it's still sort of trial by error. I think they've made a lot of mistakes on certain people they've penalized. And, boy, I don't know, John. It's just not been a positive in my mind in any fashion.
Well, it's taken 3 years to realize that due process is part of the process when you have a positive for some of these trainers that have been impacted and reputations have been soiled. You know, I would say let's get it right before you apply the rules, but unfortunately that hasn't been the case so far.
We continue to see the CAW impact on wagering. We've talked a lot about it. We've seen some positive moves, John, with tracks here in Southern California joining NYRA at cutting off the wind pool at 2 minutes before post. But we're still seeing huge impact in the exotics, you know, exactas tries and the rolling bets. So it's still a big factor for us going forward.
And one thing we've noticed, too, is that the tracks realize that because they're now creating bets that are designed for the regular guy as opposed to the CAW people. The more retail wagers, the higher minimum low takeout pick threes and daily doubles at the end of cards. And like the Coast to Coast, for example, is a retail wager only card. So we have to be, as horse players, very choosy on what we decide to play.
We talked earlier in the show about this license decoupling fight in Florida. That's going to continue on, John, and ultimately we'll see where it leads to at Gulfstream Park.
Absolutely, and, you know, this is a fight that's just beginning. It's not going to be an easy one to overcome. You know, guys like Damon Thayer are on it, and they fought it off last year. But, you know, it's very ominous, and it's sitting there, and if they set that precedent and split those licenses, what's to say that it wouldn't happen around the country? And it really could create a, you know, just a free fall for what's happening. So it's an important situation being monitored in Florida.
The passings of some major players in the thoroughbred game, starting with Wayne Lucas, who was such a giant in the training industry. We lost him late in the year, John. Trainer Christophe Clément was way too young to go. His son has taken over the stable and done an incredible job. And our great friend Jeff Siegel, a lot of our mentors in the Southern California game, we lost him, and that's just been a body blow as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, D-Wayne off the plane changed how trainers handled their stables and where they located, and they set up multiple shops around the country. Christophe Clément, as good as he was, I think he's still underrated. What he did with what he had and how he kept horses going for such long periods of time. And I don't think there's anybody that taught more people how to handicap and learn how to look at racing than Jeff Siegel. The best I've ever seen, Bob, and we've been around some good ones. But he was just the best.
Let's go to a highlight, John. We saw the development of Sovereignty, and I just thought overall the Triple Crown Series was incredible this year. We saw a great Derby with Sovereignty running down Journalism. We saw a Preakness where Journalism overcame an impossible trip to win, and then Sovereignty, who had skipped the Preakness, came back and got Journalism again in the Belmont. I don't know if we'll see Sovereignty again, but, boy, he sure had a brilliant three-year-old career.
I think Sovereignty is a very special soon-to-be four-year-old. I checked the Godolphin websites. There's no stud fee listed on Sovereignty. They're not advertising him as a stallion, so that kind of tells me he should be back at the races this year. I would think he'd be probably part of a Middle East campaign. Maybe the Dubai World Cup is on his agenda, but I hope to see him back in the U.S. again. I just think he's really good.
And, John, some things to look forward to. The new Belmont Park will be opening up later in the year. We're going to have one more Belmont at Saratoga, and then the rebuilding of Pimlico. So those are exciting developments. It looks like the game is pretty healthy back there in those areas, at least.
It's transitioning, that's for sure. So the Belmont Park, the new Belmont Park, should open in September. And we will see they will have the 2027 Breeders' Cup there. And Pimlico, they finally, the new management has been able to knock down the old building, build it back up, and shortly we'll have a new racetrack at Pimlico.
Well, John, thank you for everything you do. Have a happy new year. You do such a great job putting this show together. And want to thank Christian Inside. He does a great job for us. Mike Willman will be back tomorrow from 8 to 10. And Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show is coming up. Guys Inside, you did a great job. John, you sounded crystal clear from the studio today. And let's not ignore tomorrow. Let's dive in with both fists on that great Santa Anita opening day card. Thanks for listening. Good luck. Cash some tickets this weekend. We will talk to you in the new year next Saturday.